Right, that's what's happening in Super Netball. Let's talk about what's happening in the NRL, because the Melbourne Storm, clearly one of the greatest institutions in the history of sport in this country, but they've got a preliminary final to build up to this weekend, Smack and Whitey, against the Penrith Panthers, which we're very much looking forward to Saturday at 4 p.m. But yesterday made a significant announcement to their loyal members. Justin Rodsky is the CEO of the Melbourne Storm these days, and he joins us on the line. Good morning, Justin.
Morning, Half, Whitey, Cheryl, good to be with you.
Great to be with you this morning. Now, it's prelim final week. You've been involved in the AFL realm for many, many years. Is it as big in the NRL prelim final week as it is in the AFL?
Yeah, absolutely it is. I mean, I'm now up in Queensland, obviously, did my 2 week quarantine about a week ago. I got out, and it's really exciting to be here, and obviously being in an NRL state, if you like, in terms of the heartland, and they've got two preliminary finals coming up at Suncorp Stadium this weekend. So, it's definitely just as big.
All right. Well, speaking of big, I'll get back to that game shortly. Speaking of big, you made a big, in fact, a massive announcement yesterday for the supporters of the Melbourne Storm. You just want to go over that again for us?
Yeah, well, after 2 years of doing it really tough in Melbourne and experiencing lockdown after lockdown, as well as their team, the Melbourne Storm, being relocated out of Melbourne for 2 years in a row and only being able to see 5 games in 2 years, including missing 2 final series that they would have been able to attend at Amy Park. We sat down and had to think about how we could say thank you and give back to our members. And in the end, we wanted to do something really big and impactful and something really genuine. And it's a credit to Matt Tripp and our board and the executive team. And we've backed this in to say thank you. We're giving all of our members in season 2022 a free membership, and we hope that they know how much we appreciate their incredible work over the last 2 years, and this is our way of saying thank you.
So 23,000 members the Storm has, and you are going to give them free memberships for the 2022 season because they've missed out in the last couple of years.
Yes, that's correct.
How does that work financially? How can you afford to do that? Bottom line stuff, because I'm just thinking from a any organisation that relies on membership or a large chunk of membership revenue for operations day to day, how can you do that?
Yeah, it's a significant investment by the club. Every year we look at ways and opportunities to drive incremental revenue into our club and into our business, and this year is going to be no different, except the gap for budgets is going to be a little bit bigger for us. And that's something that we wanted to do. We're taking on a significant financial hit as a result of it, but we feel it's important and we feel it's an investment in our future. We're hoping that this initiative can propel us in terms of our membership growth over the coming years. And as we head towards our 25th year anniversary in 2023, we'd like to think that not only will we be leading the NRL in terms of club membership, hopefully we're knocking on the door of some of the AFL clubs as well.
Yeah, and it's a great target to have, Justin. You talk about the heartland of the NRL up in Queensland and across New South Wales. How difficult has it been for the club, given the last couple of years, and trying to keep members and the interest down here in Melbourne and keeping people engaged in what you're doing?
Yeah, it's been challenging. People love coming to Amy Park and love attending games. They love going to family days. They love attending events, and that's Melbournians, really, isn't it? So we've done everything we can across our digital channels and social media, and working as closely as we can with the players to connect with, with our members in Melbourne. And, thankfully, we've had really strong broadcast numbers that have enabled our fans and members to see our games. Over 20 million people have watched the Melbourne Storm this year across Channel 9 and Foxtel. So we've been able to continue to perform on the field, and that we know that that's been providing a positive for people as they're in lockdown. So we've just done everything we can to connect in any way we can across social and digital media, I think our members have really appreciated that.
So, Justin, for those that are, I guess, eligible for this free membership, is it for anyone, or is it for those that had memberships for this year and or last year? How does it actually work?
Yeah, so any member from 2020 and 2021 who had match day access is eligible for a free membership, and they'll be receiving an email in the next 24-48 hours to redeem that. So that's about 23,000 across the 2 years.
Geez, you're going to be putting a lot of pressure on AFL clubs now with this. This is, it's, incredibly significant.
Yeah, well, it is. But, you know, I look at it and I think this is a Melbourne Storm thing to do. You know, this is something that is important to us. We wanted to make sure our members know how important they are to the club and to our future. And we see it as an investment in that. And we just hope that we can, you know, use this platform, as I mentioned, to grow our membership, you know, continue to engage our fans and our members, get more and more people to our games next year. And we know that, you know, once you come to Amy Park and experience the Melbourne Storm game, and you're coming back again the next week. It's something that is really special. It's a great stadium, great atmosphere. And, you know, I think, obviously, Melbourne's very AFL-dominated and we're in a big AFL market. And, you know, people just need to sometimes take a look across the road to Amy Park and, you know, come and experience an NRL game because it's great.
You're right. Amy Park, Melbourne Storm is a wonderful experience. If you haven't been a part of that, I suggest you do that when you get a chance. Clearly been difficult the last couple of years. Smack, did you read into that question from Whitey that he was looking to jump on board this year and get a free one?
It did sound a little like that, yes.
Well, we do have a target, actually, of you know, nearly 10,000 new members this year. So, Whitey, we'd appreciate it if you jumped on.
Wow. He was fishing for a freebie.
I'm pretty sure, Whitey, you can still buy a membership. Yeah,
no, I know.
But it's not only the free ones.
But what I was thinking was that if it was that way, you'll end up getting 50, 60,000 members.
Yeah, no. 40,000 is our target for next year, but we've got room for you and your family, Whitey.
Jump on board, Whitey. That'll be exciting. Justin, let's get on to the game because it's going to be an exciting one. Arguably, well, probably the two best teams, both with 21 wins across the season. The grand final replay against the Penrith Panthers. How are we looking? Josh Adokar comes back into the team. That's a really exciting one. But other than that, we're actually really settled and looking very strong.
Yeah, you couldn't have summed it up better, I think, Sherelle. Like, the team's really well prepared. We had the week off, so we've been able to freshen up the bodies. Josh Adokar, as you mentioned, will return from his hamstring injury, so we will be pretty close to full strength coming into the game, and that's a great luxury to have heading into a big preliminary final and grand final rematch against the Panthers. They had a really tough match last week, you know, probably one of the games of the season, against the Eels, and it was good to see the Eels really bashing them up a bit. So hopefully they're a bit sore from that, and we can come out firing from the start, get on top of them early, score early and put the pressure on, and then hopefully run over the top of them with our fresh legs. But it's going to be a great game, 4 o'clock on Saturday on both Channel 9 and Foxtel, and a great way for everyone in Melbourne to lead into the AFL Grand Final, watching the mighty Melbourne Storm in the prelim.
Well, we're all on board. Don't you worry about that. The Fox is going to be great fun to watch again, as always. And there's another change, wasn't there? Somebody else coming in?
No, that's the only main change.
That's the only one? Yeah. Righto. Okay, Josh Adokar coming in, which is great business. We love him suiting up for the boys in the purple against Penrith. 4 p.m. Suncorp Stadium Saturday, as Justin said, a great lead-in to the AFL Grand Final for Melbourne sports fans. A great initiative yesterday by the board and by the executive, Justin. Well done. I think it's just magnificent to reward your supporters for what the challenges they've faced in the last couple of years have been. I'm sure they'll jump on board. You'll get plenty more on the back of it, and hopefully a premiership to celebrate in a couple of weeks' time. Good luck this week.
Let's hope so. Thanks, Har. Thanks, Cheryl. Thanks,
Good stuff. Justin Roski, the CEO of the Melbourne Storm. That is brilliant. That is brilliant. 23,000, basically, free memberships if they want them, the fans from the last 2 years. 20-